This is VOA News. I'm Kristen Belton. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today in a presidential election pitting incumbent Republican Donald Trump against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. They're also voting for members of the U.S. House of Representatives, one-third of the members of the U.S. Senate, and local officials. Joe Biden began Election Day by attending Mass at a Delaware church during a visit to his childhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, later in the day. Biden told supporters one of the reasons he's seeking the presidency is to, quote, restore the soul of the country. After making two other appearances in Pennsylvania, Biden returns to Delaware, which he has represented for decades in the Senate, to give an evening address. Mr. Trump started the morning by calling the Fox and Friends news program and saying he would declare himself the winner, quote, when there is victory, if there is victory, end the quote. Trump also visited his re-election headquarters outside Washington, D.C. before returning to the White House. Speaking at the campaign headquarters, Trump said he has not given thought to a concession or acceptance speech. He said, quote, hopefully we'll be only doing one of those two, adding, you know, winning is easy, losing is never easy, unquote. Amid the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the United States, more than 99 million people cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eyewall of Hurricane Eta is moving onshore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua as a Category 4.